This is the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray, episode 194.
Welcome to the Soulful PR Podcast. Tune in every week for practical tips, strategies, and case studies that will help you get media coverage for your business. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
Hello, and welcome to the show. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about how you can get more engagement in your Facebook group. And if you don't have a Facebook group at the moment, don't worry, I've got something for you too. I'll be talking about why you should have one and also how to get yourself started and get started on the right track so that you can grow quickly. But before we get to the main part of the show, just a reminder about my event that I've got coming up in London on November the 23rd and 24th. And that's 2017 if you're listening in the future. Now, this is my media planning masterclass, and it's called Your Year in PR. And the idea is to get you in a room for a day with a load of other business owners who are keen to get planned for 2018. So I'll take you through some strategies that you can use to get content planned for your social media activity, for your blog or vlog if you have one, also your email marketing and also your press activity. So the idea is that you'll have a skeleton plan that you can use for the whole year. It doesn't mean that you can't adapt or be flexible or be spontaneous, but you'll have something in place that you can follow for the coming year, which will save you a lot of time and a lot of hassle. Now, based on the feedback that we had from last year's event, lots of people said it was a great event. I really loved it. I found it really useful. But actually, I'd also love some help with my content creation. So creating some really compelling, shareable content. So this time around, we're running an optional day two. So you'll be able to come along and work with me on content creation. So we'll look at how to create really compelling content for your blog or your vlog if you have one, how to write great marketing emails, how to write great subject headers for your emails and great headlines for the content that you produce. So we'll really dig into how to create really engaging and shareable content. Now, if that sounds of interest, then do drop me a line with any questions that you've got on janet@janetmurray.co.uk. It's really not in my interest to have you there if it's not a good fit for you. I want you to have a great day. I want you to find it really useful. And of course, I want you to leave really great feedback. So there's absolutely no benefit to me in saying that you should come along if it's not right for you. So I will be honest with you if I don't think it's the right time or I don't think it's a good fit for you. So get in touch, drop us a line on janet@janetmurray.co.uk. Happy to answer any questions that you've got on the event. And now on with the main part of the show. So in this episode, I'm going to be talking about how to get more engagement in your Facebook group. But first off, why bother having a Facebook group in the first place? Well, there's just so many good reasons it's difficult to know where to start. So I'm going to talk about my own Facebook community, which is the Soulful PR Facebook community, and you may already be a member. Now, I've got almost 10,000 members now, and what I love about my Facebook group is that I can literally every single day have conversations with prospective customers. So I can go into my group, I can see what people are asking questions about, I can see what people are struggling with. And not only does this mean that I can create the right kind of content, so content that addresses people's problems and questions, so this podcast episode being one of those examples, but it also means that I can create products and services that my customers actually need and want rather than what I think they want. And in my case, I use my Facebook group as a way to develop my products and services. So you may have noticed if you're in the group that when I've got a new product or service coming out, the first thing I generally do is go into the group and say to people, I've got this idea for a product or service. This is the kind of people I think it will help. What will you think? And then as that idea develops, I might start to show artwork. So I might show some logo ideas. I might share some of the copy from the sales page. I might share a glimpse of the workbook. But basically, I'm getting people involved in the creation process pretty much every step of the way. And what that means is that when the actual product or service does go on sale, then there isn't really much selling to do because the people who are interested have been interested in the start. And they're pretty much like, where's the sales page? I want to buy. I already know that I want to buy this product because they've been very, very much involved in it. So it's a great way for you to find out what your customers want and need, both in terms of free content, but also your paid products and services. But it's also a place where you can build a relationship and you can build that know, like, and trust factor, and you can show what you know. Now, we can all tell people that we're an expert in whatever we do or that our products are absolutely brilliant, But actually in a Facebook group, you can show people that by answering their questions. You can show that you're an expert. You can show that your products really do what you say they do. It really is a kind of really unique opportunity. The other thing to think about with Facebook groups is almost like having your own market research group. So you can just say to people, look, I'm thinking of doing this. What do you think? And you can get instant feedback. Obviously, you can do polls. There's just so much potential for you to get in front of your ideal customers and just find out what they need and want. And for me, that feels like gold. And actually, interestingly enough, in episode 193, I interviewed the growth hacker, Vin Clancy. And he said that he felt that Facebook groups were probably the most important thing that you could do that's absolutely free, that doesn't cost you anything, that will help you to grow your audience online and also your business. And I would definitely back that 100%. Now, you might be thinking at this stage, if you don't have a Facebook group or if you've got one that's not doing very well, well, I've got a product-based business. So you might be thinking, well, it's okay for you, Janet, because you teach people PR. So you can go into your group and you can find out what people are struggling with and you can advise them and give them tips and find out how they're getting on. And you know, often in my Facebook group, people will come in and I'll give them a tip and then they'll come back and tell me this worked for me and they'll show me the evidence, hopefully in the form of an article that they've had published or whatever. But you might be thinking, well, if I've got a product-based business, then how do I go about that? Now, you do need to be a little bit more creative, but I think it's perfectly possible for you to create a really thriving Facebook group for your potential customers that also means you've got somewhere to both develop your new products and services and also sell them when the time's right as well. So let's just say, for example, that you make running belts. So I bought a little while ago, actually, I've got a new phone now, so I'm going to have to try and find a new one. But I bought this thing called a flip belt for me to put my phone in when I'm running so that I can listen to music or listen to podcasts. Actually, I found it through a Facebook ad, in fact. Now, if I was selling flip belts, then one of the things that I might do is set up a Facebook group for runners, because I know that if people are interested enough in running to buy flip belts, then they've probably got lots of other questions about running, like what should they eat and how often they should train and, you know, other products that they might want to buy. So I could set up a group. And if I knew, for example, that my target audience were women of a certain age or people who belong to running clubs or something like that, then I could kind of niche that Facebook group down, but I could have a really useful Facebook group where I'm in there every day chatting to people about running and running related topics. And of course, when the time's right, I can tell people about my running belt. So that's one example. So another example might be if you sell organic skincare products. And again, you might think, well, how could you have a Facebook group around that? Well, in my experience, people who are interested in buying organic skincare products or organic anything, it's generally more of a lifestyle. It's not that they just buy organic soap. They're usually interested in all kinds of organic lifestyle issues. So you could create a Facebook group that was about organic living, and you could be in there asking questions and creating content for people who are interested not just in skincare products, but also in food, in clothing, all sorts of different things. Because for me, generally, I think organic skincare is generally, or organic products is generally, a kind of lifestyle choice. And I think you could create a really thriving group around that. And that could work really, really well for you. Another example might be if you have stationery gift boxes, for example. So it's a stationery subscription box. And again, you might think, well, how could I build a Facebook group around that? Well, actually, people who love stationery tend to really, really love stationery. So it could be that you could set up a Facebook group that actually was just for stationery lovers, and you could be starting conversations in there about where to buy great stationery or how to design your own stationery or how to make your own stationery. So it could be a group for stationery enthusiasts. The other thing you might want to do is kind of niche down a little bit. And if you know, for example, that most of the people who buy your stationery gift boxes are writers or makers, then you could create something that was a little bit more specific to that. But with a bit of creative thinking, I'm going to give you some ideas on the kind of content that you can create. I believe that any business, whatever it is that you make or sell, whether it's services, whether it's products, you could create a really thriving Facebook group that would allow you to build relationships with your target customers and really kind of understand what it is that they need from you. So I'm now going to dig into my tips on how to get more engagement in your Facebook group. And these apply whether you've had a Facebook group for a while and you're just looking to grow the engagement, or whether you're starting from scratch. But I just want to take you back or remind you of something that I said in a previous episode. So back in episode 192, which was about how to get more engagement on your Facebook page, I said that there were three things that I wanted you to take away from the episode if you took nothing else away from it. And I think the same is true for this one as well. So first off is that all of this work that you're doing to build engagement on social media is about training the algorithm on whatever platform that you're on. And basically how it works on most social media platforms is that when you post something, the more engagement that you get in terms of comments and likes and shares, the more that platform will see you as being important or your content being important. So that means that the next time you post some content, it will be shown to more people. And this is something that Mark Williams brought up on episode 185 of the podcast. And he was talking about LinkedIn, but actually what he said applies to any platform that you're on social media, I think. So you're training the algorithm, and this takes work. And this means that you do have to kind of initially, when you're getting started on a new social media platform or you're getting started with a Facebook group, you're trying to ramp things up in your Facebook group, you actually have to work quite hard to get that engagement going. But once you've got it going, then you will see results. That's really what it's all about. The other thing to say is that it's not about you. So content that you're creating on your Facebook page, your Facebook group, whatever it happens to be, shouldn't be navel gazing. It should be about what will interest and engage your audience. The minute you're turning in on yourself and the minute you're just thinking about what you think is important, then you've probably lost your audience. And the last thing I want to say is don't worry about the numbers. So I said right at the beginning of this episode that I've got nearly 10,000 members of my Facebook group, but I truly believe you could have a Facebook group that's got 100 members in it. But if those members are really, really engaged and you've got really good relationships with them, then you could do amazing things in that group. It's not about the numbers. And actually, you know, I fess up here that I think I took my foot off the gas a little bit with my Facebook group recently. I got into the habit of posting the same content every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'll go into this in a sec. And I think I got a bit lazy about it, to be honest. And I just got to a stage where I felt that people weren't seeing my content. I could see from the Facebook group stats that people weren't seeing my content. And it's easy to blame the Facebook algorithm or blame somebody else. And I think I was actually doing a little bit of that myself. And it was only when Vin Clancy, who I interviewed back in episode 193, when I spoke to him about it, and he said, no, it's what you're posting. Like, you need to change things up. And that's exactly what I've done over the last few weeks. I've changed up what I'm doing and the results have been amazing. I've had so much more engagement. So, you know, hopefully that will reassure you that even people like me who've been in it for a while and have got a large group, you know, you still need to work on this and you still need to be constantly reviewing and constantly improving what you're doing. So let's get into the tips then. So my first tip about Facebook group engagement is to welcome people in whenever you can. Now, when I first started my Facebook group, I literally used to welcome every single person personally. Now the numbers have grown. It's just not possible. I have a video. It's not actually a great quality video and I need to change it like quite soon, like quite urgently. I think I need to change it. But there's a video and I say to people, watch this video and post underneath. And every few days I'll go through and I will try and sort of personally kind of comment to people. But I, you know, it is quite hard because I'm literally getting hundreds of people coming in every week. But I think when you first start, and I actually did this when I first started, I welcomed every single person in and I asked them, how did you hear about this group? And that meant we could get a conversation going. And I think if you give people that personal touch, they're much more likely to come back. And I think a lot of people underestimate that work, that personal touch, that kind of feeling that they're actually having a conversation with you can just make such a difference as to whether people stick around, whether they feel welcome. Now my Facebook group is bigger. I've done something different. And there is a facility on the Facebook groups where you can actually set a question or a series of questions before people come in. And you can do this to kind of qualify them that they're the right sort of people and also to kind of stop kind of weirdos and nutters coming into your group. I ask three questions. So now I ask, whereabouts are you in the world? How did you hear about the group? And how do you make a living? And if people don't answer those questions, I generally don't let them in the group unless they've got lots of connections in the group or I know them already. Because you do, when you've got a Facebook group, you do get some people who just kind of, you know, almost like professional group joiners who are just joining so they can come in and spam your group. So for me, it acts as a little bit of a kind of spam, anti-spam filter, but also it's really useful information. So finding out where people are from in the world, how they found the group, and also how they make a living, what they do, is obviously really, really useful information for me. But I would recommend actually, if you're first starting out, your group's quite small, that actually you do it personally because you can actually get a bit of a personal conversation going. And that's certainly what I did in the early days. And I've still got people in the group now who I probably personally welcomed and I've got a relationship with. And I just think you can't put a price on that. So my second tip would be, don't expect people to interact without you doing some nudging. In fact, you might need to do some serious nudging. In my Facebook group, even though it's a large Facebook group, if there's something that we particularly want people to see, so if I'm doing a Facebook Live, for example, or I've got a piece of content that I think people might be really interested in, we will actually tag people in. We will look them up. So, for example, if I've been talking about a cause and people have expressed interest in, we will actually physically tag them in so that they can see it. And I think when you're first starting out, you may need to do that. You may need to kind of, with each post that you make, you might need to say, think of five people in the group that you think might be particularly interested in it or have something to say, or even just go and get your friends or family or your virtual assistant or whatever to go and comment. You do need to kind of nudge that algorithm, and you'll find that if you're willing to put that work in at the start, and you know, it can feel a bit uncomfortable asking people, please go and post or please go and get things moving on this. But you'll get the rewards if you put that work in the beginning, and you really do need to do it. You can't just post stuff there and expect that people will see it. Facebook just doesn't work like that at all. The more that people interact with you, the more people like, share and comment, the more people will see your content. But you have to kind of nudge that and get it moving to start off with. I did talk a lot about that in episode 192 about growing your engagement on your Facebook page. So my third tip is to publish regular content. You can't just set and forget a Facebook group. So something that I did very early on in my Facebook group, and I picked this tip up from Jill Stanton, who I interviewed back in episode 33. I can't believe it was that long ago. And she has a very successful Facebook group, although I think they might have closed it recently, called Screw the 9 to 5. It was just amazing. And they grew their business, her and her husband, Josh, amazingly through this Facebook group. But she gave me a tip, which is to basically kind of have a themed day. So until recently, I had Monday motivation, Tuesday tip, work life Wednesday, Thursday tactic, follow Friday, Saturday success, Sunday soul food. And I also introduced Insta Love Sunday as well. Now that worked really, really well for a while because it gave people a focus, and we were able to set those up in my scheduling software, Meet Edgar, so that we could almost set and forget it. But what I found recently is that it was like Facebook knew that I'd taken my foot off the gas and people were just not engaging. And I think people get a bit tired and bored of seeing the same thing again and again. So I've recently changed that up. Now I'm asking questions or different questions every day. I've got a schedule. So last week I was asking, whereabouts are you from in the world? How did you get the name for your business? What's your why? What really motivates you? And that's getting much better conversation going as well. It's important, if you can, to use good quality images. I think people are much more likely to see things or things that will catch their eye on Facebook if you've got good quality images. I like using my own photos or creating my own images or getting my designers to create them, but you don't need a big budget for this. You can use a software like PicMonkey or Canva. Those kind of design tools are really, really good, and you can do it on absolutely nothing or next to nothing. You can create really nice professional looking images. The key thing is, when it comes to engagement, that it does have to be engagement. So whatever you post has to be almost like a conversation starter. So something that people will be interested in, something that will inspire them to share their own experiences or their own stories. People love talking about themselves and what's happened to them. So the more that you can do of that, the better. So that's why I think my recent post, where did you get your business name? Whereabouts do you live in the world? That's why it works, because you're encouraging people to tell you what they think and to share their experiences. I also find, I've already touched on this already, that when I share artwork, so I recently shared some ideas for the cover for my upcoming media diary. That's my A4 desk diary, which has awareness days and key dates that you can use for your media planning. That's due to be coming out in the next few months. And so I've shared potential covers for that and got people to give me their opinion. I'm having my website redone at the moment, so I've shared like different home pages and got people to give me their opinions on that. I've also got a project that I'm working on at the moment, which is the Media Diary Owners Club, for people who buy my diary, a kind of membership group that people can belong to support them with their media planning. I've shared logos for that as well. So people love giving their opinion. They love telling their stories and sharing their experiences. And just to give you another anecdote, actually, this is actually on my Facebook page, but today I posted to ask people for tips on getting new glasses because I recently had to start wearing, well, it wasn't recently, it was 2 years ago, I had to start wearing reading glasses, and I just can't find a pair that suit me. I thought, you know what, I'm just going to try this on my business Facebook page. It's had really, really good engagement. So that's the kind of spirit you need to be thinking in when it comes to your Facebook group. The other thing that you can do is publish your own content. And that's another reason why it's so great. So for someone like me who has a podcast and a blog, every time I have a new blog or podcast episode, I can post that in the group. It's immediately getting it in front of people who are going to be interested in it. However, I noticed something interesting about this recently in my own group. And I noticed that I was publishing my latest podcast episode or my latest blog post, and it might be really good content, but people just weren't seeing it. So I've switched things up recently, and instead of publishing the latest podcast episode or the latest blog post, and you might have seen this if you're in the group, what I'm doing is asking a question around the theme. So instead of saying, here's my latest podcast episode on how to get more engagement on Twitter, I'm asking the question, are you struggling to get engagement on Twitter? And I'm often turning it into a bit of a poll, or how are you doing with your Facebook page? A, getting brilliant engagement. B, bit mixed. C, awful, need some help. So giving people options as well. And if you want to sort of see how this works in practice, you go and have a look in my Facebook group and see how it's working. That's working so much better. And then what we're doing is when people sort of qualify themselves by saying, yes, I'm really struggling with this thing, we then give them the link to the podcast episode. Now, I was initially a little bit worried that this might feel a bit spammy, and it almost does when you're going down each comments, because I might have 50, 100 comments from people saying, yep, I'm definitely having that problem. And it kind of feels a bit spammy, but at the same time, I think, well, actually, these people have stepped forward and said, I'm having a problem with this. I've got a potential solution. I've got a really good podcast episode that's going to have loads of great tips. And so far, you know, everybody has seemed to be really, really grateful about us doing that way. And I'm pretty convinced, looking at the stats for my podcast last week, for my episode on Facebook pages and getting more engagement on your Facebook page, I had my highest ever downloads last week. And I'm pretty sure it's because of that strategy that we're using in the Facebook group. So it really is about thinking really creatively about how you can engage people and ask what you think. I want to jump in actually and give you another example here. Now, this is actually an example that somebody told me about something that they did on their Facebook page. But I think equally, it's a question that you could ask in your Facebook group if you had one. So Sarah Morton, I'm hoping that she's a Sarah and maybe she's a Sarah, but Sarah Morton, who's a regular in my Facebook group. So hello, Sarah, Sarah. I really feel like I should have asked how you say your name before I mentioned you on the podcast. Anyway, but she came into my Facebook group to say that she'd listened to episode 192 on how to get more engagement on your Facebook page. And she'd gone on to, she runs Keep Cottages and their holiday cottages. And she was finding nobody was really engaging on her Facebook page. And I went over and had a look to see what she was doing. And she was kind of posting some nice stuff about, you know, we just had some new shutters fitted, or you know, we've just made these kind of changes on this property or whatever. But she went in and asked a question. And she, in her own words, she said, the engagement has gone mad. What was the question that she asked? Do you like there to be an iron and an ironing board in a holiday cottage? And the engagement, I went over and had a look myself. I commented on it as well because I had an opinion on it. And you know, the difference between that and what she was posting before, which was things like, you know, 10% discount on cottages this week, or here's our new shutters that we've put in this cottage or whatever. The difference is just absolutely phenomenal. So go and have a look. Keep Cottages. Go and have a look at her Facebook page, because I think it tells you all you need to know about getting engagement, both in a group, but also a page. So my next tip would be to schedule. So I think you should treat your Facebook group, if you have one, like a blog or like one of your social media platforms. So I sit down every week, and I do have a kind of longer term plan, but I sit down every week and try and map out what I'm going to post on each platform and in each group every day. And I think you should do that for your group as well. So whether you have a kind of schedule going where it's Monday motivation or Tuesday tactics or whatever, I mean, that's fine. You know, it might work for you for a while, or that you might need to switch things up. But however you decide to do it, I think you need to kind of have it mapped out, because what gets written down generally gets done. And if you're sort of waking up every morning and thinking, I've got this Facebook group, but I don't know what to post in it, then you'll probably find you're missing days, and then days will turn into weeks. And before you know it, your Facebook group will be a ghost town, and you don't want that to happen. So my next tip would be to reply to everyone if you possibly can. I have to say, I'm finding this harder now my group's got so many members. I really do find it hard. People often tag me into their posts, which is great, but I do sometimes miss things. But when I first started out, I would literally reply to everyone and anyone. And what I try and do even now, actually, if somebody makes a comment and I reply to it, I will try and kind of continue that conversation if it's appropriate. So if they say, for example, oh, I love your podcast, I'd be like, hey, what's your favorite episode? So it's about kind of getting conversations going. And I think people really, really appreciate it. And I try in my Facebook group every day to kind of give quality answers to as many people as I can. It's not always possible now because it's big, but people really do appreciate it. And people will then come back and will say, this happens a lot, actually. So people will come back into my group and say, oh my God, you gave me that amazing advice. And just like Sarah did, you gave me that amazing advice. And look, here's the results. This is what's happened. And, you know, that in itself is amazing. My next tip would be to go live in your group. So video generally tends to do better on Facebook. And I find that when I go live in my group, I get really good engagement. And one of the things that I'm trialing at the moment is doing a Facebook Live on a Tuesday. So that's when my solo podcast episode goes live. And so what I'm trialing is doing a Facebook Live around the theme of my podcast episode. Now, you might think to yourself, that's a bit repetitive because obviously you've just put a podcast out. But actually, you'd be amazed. I'm creating two podcast episodes a week. But the number of people who, A, don't know I've got a podcast, B, miss episodes and say, I never knew that you'd created that particular episode and it's just the one that I want. So actually having a Facebook Live is a way of you marketing your content, but also it's a way of you being able to have conversations and build that relationship even further. So last week, I did a Facebook Live on how to get more engagement on your Facebook page. It was huge. It went on for an hour in the end. And in the end, people were like jumping on and saying, can you have a look at my Facebook page? I was giving people feedback. And it was just such a great way to build relationships with people. Obviously, when you're doing lives, you start to recognize people's names. In my Facebook group now, I've got people that I consider kind of like friends because they've been around for such a long time. And they'll pop up on my Facebook Lives. And again, it's all about those relationships and those friendships. And they're the kind of people that when you do have products and services to sell are generally the people who are most interested in finding out more. So do go live when you can. And my last tip would be, I've pretty much covered it already really, but is to be prepared to test and change. You know, I recently got caught out with this in my Facebook group. I did get complacent, hands up, I totally admit it. And I've changed things up a lot recently and I'm seeing so, so much better engagement. My Facebook group, I mean, it's such a great resource to me. When I saw how much engagement I was getting just from changing things up, I kind of felt to myself like almost like I'd taken this group for granted. And I was quite annoyed with myself really for taking my foot off the gas, even though it was just a kind of small amount of time. A Facebook group and the members in it are an amazing resource. They are your prospective customers. They will tell you what they're struggling with. They will tell you what products and services you need to make for them. They'll be your kind of like market research group. They are an amazing resource for you. So you really do have to look after them. And that's probably my final tip actually, is really to kind of look after the people in your Facebook group. There's somebody in my Facebook group who's been right there, right from the start. And I don't think she's ever bought any of my products or services. I think she might have bought my diary. But I'm going to send her something in the post because I feel like she's just been such an active member of my group for such a long time. But I really value that. And I value the fact that she's been in there helping other people and sharing her ideas and resources. And I just think that a Facebook group and the members of a Facebook group can be such a great business resource for you. And I really love to see how you get on with that. So as ever, I love getting your feedback. So let me know what you thought of this episode. So drop me a line on janet@janetmurray.co.uk or come into my Facebook group, which is the Soulful PR Facebook community, and let me know what you thought there. I've also got a Facebook page, which is Janet Murray UK. You can find me over on Twitter @Jan_Murray or also over on Instagram @JanMurrayUK.
You've just been listening to the Soulful PR podcast with Janet Murray. If you enjoyed the show, she'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes. And don't forget to head over to www.janetmurray.co.uk for more free content that will help you get media coverage for your business.